the meeting at 10:01. Yep. And the attendance of councillors by audio-visual link. There's a recommendation there. We've got two councillors attending in that capacity, Councillor Kevin Morris and Councillor Bob Callow. It states here that we need to put the reason that they're attending, whether it be on grounds of illness, disability or caring responsibilities. Do we need to specify that for each individual or not?
Through the chair, we don't have to for both these gentlemen, as they have reasons being okay. Medical.
All good. Mover and seconder for that then?
I'll move.
Yep. Move Councillor McGlynn, seconded Councillor McCarrister. Over the page. Leave of absence and apologies. There's one there for Councillor John Piper. He's requested a leave of absence for this meeting. And the recommendation is that a leave of absence be granted. Yep. Move Councillor Sinclair, seconded Councillor White. Okay. Webcasting of council meetings. Attendees of this meeting are reminded that the meeting is being recorded and made publicly available on Council's website. And B, persons attending the meeting should refrain from making any defamatory statements. Okay. We'll go through statement of ethical obligations. Councillors are reminded of the oath or affirmation of office they have undertaken under section 233A of the Act. The governing body of a county council is responsible for managing the affairs of the county council. Each councillor as a member of the governing body has a responsibility to make considered and well-informed decisions to ensure that the exercise of the functions of Golden Fields Water are performed to benefit the whole of the area of operations of Golden Fields Water. In addition, councillors are reminded of their obligations under Council's Code of Conduct to disclose and appropriately manage conflicts of interest. Acknowledgement of country. I would like to acknowledge the Wiradjuri people who are the traditional custodians of the land. I would also like to pay respect to their people, both past and present, and extend that respect to other Aboriginal Australians who are present. Declarations of pecuniary interests. Do we have any of those? No. Over the page. Declaration of non-pecuniary interests. Any of those? I don't think there's any need to read through the entirety of those. Public participation. I don't think we've got any public participation with anyone from the general public in the room or speaking via audio-visual link today. Okay. It's recommended that council move into the confidential session. If I can have a mover and seconder for that. Yep. Councillor McCallister, seconded Councillor Sinclair. Councillor White was a very close third. Okay.
Okay, the council considered the West Wylon Water Reliability Project pipeline construction contract, and the board resolved to accept Precision Pipe Networks' decision not to proceed with contract 02-2022. Item 2, pursuant to section 55(3)(i) of the Local Government Act, the board considers that a satisfactory result would not be achieved by inviting tenders before entering into a contract for the work of the West Wyalong Water Reliability Project pipelines construction due to extenuating circumstances, being that A, February 2022, Council tendered these works as tender 02-2022, West Wyalong Water System Augmentation Pipeline Construction Tender, which received a suitable number of tenders to consider that the market has been adequately tested. B, further tender process would prejudice Council's ability to meet timing obligations for construction of the work under the Council's grant funding arrangements, and C, having regard to the information contained within the tenders submitted, the Council considers that there are reasonable prospects that negotiations with any of the conforming tenderers will result in a contract for the construction of the pipeline works being entered into. 3, the board approved the general manager to negotiate and enter into a contract for the West Wyalong Water Reliability Project pipeline construction works with any of the tenderers who submitted a conforming bid to tender 02-2022. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Well, we're at the end of this meeting, so the next meeting, unless anyone else would like to discuss anything informal, will be 10 a.m. on Thursday, the 25th of August, 2022. Once we close this meeting, we might have a brief discussion anyway, about a couple of minutes. Okay.
Closed.
Closed.
That's fine.